Learning Masech the Sukkah Daf Chafayim the base. We're doing the Sukkah of Isaac and Mitzvah Partim and Mitzvah. The Gemara Chafayim and Aleph brought one drasha of the Shivsko Vesech, the Balech of Aderech. That's only the only Chayiv in Krishma, Beshevis Nidach, or Balechis Nidach, not Beshevis the Mitzvah, Lechis the Mitzvah. And then the Gemara brings another drasha. The Gemara starts on Chafayim and Aleph, Isaac and Mitzvah Partim Mitzvah, Mehoch and Afka, Mehosam Nafka. You learn now from there, the Tanya Vahiyah, Noshim Ashayu Tveim Unefesh Adam, Aysim and Noshim Ihayu. The Gemara says, who are these people? The Machoik is Tanam, if they were Naisir initially Yasif, that's Rabbi Yasir Gluli says, Rabbi Kiva says, they're Mashal Val Tzafan, they were Aysim and Adav Aviyu. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, if they were Naisir initially Yasif, they could have been Matar already, because they already stopped being Naisir initially Yasif when they rested, which was much earlier. If they're Mashal Vatzaf and Yechel Meitar, they could have been Tar ready because that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's plenty of time to become Tar. El Oiskim B'meis Mitzvah Hayu, Shechal Shvi'ah Shel Lias Be'er Pesach. They were Oiskim in the Meis Mitzvah, Rashi says it's live Dafka, Meis Mitzvah is one of their craven. And happens to be, it was Chal Shvi'ah Shel Be'er Pesach, the Siv, V'yochel Asa Pesach B'yemuhu, B'yemuhi Nechel Masas, Halamacha Yechel Masas. That's the whole Joshua. And yet Rashi explains that you see, that they could become Tamei, even though because they become Tamei, that would be Menei them from the Karban Pesach. So if it wouldn't be for the din of Isaac and Mitzvah Patim and the Mitzvah, they wouldn't be allowed to do the Mitzvah of Kuris Meis, because that would stop them from the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which is Bekaris. But you see, no, you have to do the Mitzvah you have, and Faket, if that's going to prevent you from doing the other Mitzvah, Faket, you're Patim from the other Mitzvah, that's the din of Isaac and Mitzvah Patim and the Mitzvah. So in the Sugya of Tanashim Rishayi Tumei Munefesh Adam. It's a little Ritva here. We'll say over the Ritva, it's a Yeya, some things of Sugya M'sachim, but what the Ritva brings down here is the we could say over. So the Ritva has two kashas. Firstly, he says, what do you mean, Aysim Anashim Ihayu? Who are they? What's the difference? It's like a kasha? How could there have been Nashim that are Tumei? There's 600,000 people there, and Estama among them, older people. It makes sense in such a large community. There'll be people dying every day. I mean, older people that die of old age. So what's the kasha? There were people that were tummy. Their relatives died and they became tummy when they buried their relatives. What's the ganze kasha? So Zakhtar is what? Because you have to know, what did these Anashim want b'chalal? As I you learn Kipshutai, that these Anashim understood they couldn't bring a Karban Pesach, but just bother them. So they came and they said, Lam Minigara, how could it be that we're not going to bring the Karban Pesach? But the Ritva was bothered. What do you mean? What's your kasha? If you're tummy, you don't bring a Karban Pesach. Very simple. And if it bothered these people, so what was Moshe Rabbeinu asking Hashem something? It's a pasha to shayla. It's a pasha to answer. If you tell me, you don't bring a Karban Pesach. What exactly was the shayla? Zakhti Ritva Maridik. He says, that's what we want from Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, B'yayimahuay nechayel masas, salamachay nechayel masas. He's explaining to the shayla. The question is, why can't they make a Karban Pesach? They could become Torah and eat the Karban Pesach tonight. There's a din, a Karban Pesach has to be done on someone that's royal achila. If you can't eat the Karban Pesach, you're not going to be able to yetz in the mitzvah's Karban Pesach. But they could eat the Karban Pesach. They can eat the B'yayimahu, but they could. And Rashi explains, Shchal Shvi Shalahem Liyas Be'erev Pesach, the seventh day was Erev Pesach, so the ninth of any of the Tar. But there's a din, Ein Sheikh Nevezarekim Al Tameh Sheretz. There's a din that if they're Tameh now, even though they can become Tar tonight, you don't do a Shchit of Vizrika. Because right now they're Tameh. Even though, normally you would think the reason why you can't do a shechit of Zrika on a tummy is because you can't eat it. But these people could eat it. They'll be Torah tonight. So that's a very good shayla. Since you sent the Lashon HaPasuk, Lom Menigara, but the Ritva learns he means we could eat the Karban Pesach. So why shouldn't we do it? Why shouldn't we bring the Karban Pesach? We could become Torah tonight. That's a gevaldig shayla. It was such a gevaldig shayla that the Gemara wanted to know, who asked the shayla? Who's the one that asked the shayla? So that's what the Tanam say. There must have been Neisir and Shal Yosef. In other words, if you have in the Pasuk, the Zundur Gestempel to mention that were Tamei, some of them was them. Neisir and Shal Yosef, Mishael Val Tzafain. But Yitzchak told them it can't be, because they could have become Tar. It must be some there were people. That's how I'm understanding the Ritva. At the Kashan was, who are these people? Right? They had such a Gevaldig Shaila, Gevaldig Shaila Al Halacha, they were Lamdanim. Must we have to figure out who they were. So that's why they said Neisir and Shal Yosef, Mishael Val Tzafain. But this was machriyef than not, because they could have became tar. But this din, v'yachal basabas b'yem, who is learning all the Tanam hold of. All the Tanam hold that the pshat was that the Shvi Yishlam was very Pesach and they could have ate the Pesach. Rabbi Yitzchak was mechriach, then we don't know who they were. They couldn't have been Mishael, Vatsaf, and Yosef, because they could have been tired. So it must be stam. They were people, happened to be, that their Meis Mitzvah died on the week before Pesach, and the Shvi Yishlev is Chalber Pesach, Be'emahu, and male they had this Gevaldig Yishayla. So effective Ridvam, so what's the Akib Shat? So why didn't they do Tefillah Nazor? And then they would be able to eat the Karim Pesach. Because he's coming from the Chayetz Muchach from the Gemara in Emtsachim, that only if they're Mechusa Tevila, if they're Mechusa Azor, then you're saying Shech the Vizorik and Otami Sheretz, or Otami Meis B'Shvi. But if they already did the Tevila and the Azor, all they need is Hair of Shemesh, so then they could do the Karim Pesach. So what's Takav Shat? Right? The Kasha, that's Negeya to the Gemara Emtsachim, but the Vizorik brings it here. Like we're saying, the whole Shaila was, we could eat the Karim Pesach if we do Tevila and Azor. So do Tevila and Azor, who's stopping you? So Taizim Sachem, that Tzadik of Abayis asks Kasha. And Taizim Sachem says that really, they did. That's probably exactly what they did. When they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, the question was, right now we didn't do it yet. So could we eat the Karim Pesach even, and do the Tevila and Azor later? We'll shech the Karim Pesach now, and do the Tevila and Azor later. So they wanted to know, could they do that? And Moshe Rabbeinu's answer was, no. If you're Tamei, and you didn't do the Tefillah Lazar, even though you'll be able to be Torah tonight, I did the Tefillah Lazar afterwards, but since right now you're Mechus the Tefillah Lazar, it won't work. And if you're not Tevil, so then you're going to be Nidchal HaPasuk Sheni. That's what Taisa says, that's what Taisa Shita in the Inyan is. It's a bit schwer. He won't go into all the Arichas, but it's a bit schwer. Pashup Shat and Taisa is schwer. That's why probably Edward didn't like it. Because the pasuk seems to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that they should make a carbon pesach, they can make a carbon pesach sheni. And the emphasis is no. The shaila they had was, could there be eitz of that tefillah v'azah? Moshe Rabbeinu says no. You need tefillah v'azah. If you're tamei, then you can't bring the carbon pesach rishon, you'll have to bring the carbon pesach sheni. If you're not tevil v'azah. But b'negei there lama nigara, the answer was be tevil v'azah, and then you'll be able to make the carbon. Yeah, that v'sil shver. But the Ritva says the teretz, that they were so relied on their svara that they're going to be able to make the Karban Pesach and do the Tevilah V'Azor after they did the Karban Pesach, that they didn't ask until it was too late. They didn't ask until it was too late. There was no more time to do the Hazor and Tevilah besides Man Shkitas HaPesach. Now, what does he mean? What exactly happened? You see, the emphasis, the Ravid says, come out this teretz. So, Asagis Ravid Uchas Karban Pesach, Perek Vav Alach of Days. Because the Rambam holds, even after the Tevilah V'Azor, they're still not Yetzah. But that's like I said, that the Ritva is naming on that the way, and like Taizim Sachem Tzadik Abayis also, and the Ravid also, because that's what's Mashman the Sugi there. But what's Pshat and Nizanashim? So the Ravid says like this, that they did already the Shkita before they did the Tefillah Nazor, because they thought it would work. And after the Zman Shkita, that's when they asked. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, sorry, if you were Tamei, you didn't do the Tefillah Vazor yet, you can't. I do the Tefillah Vazor now. And make another Karban Pesach. So, it's after the Zman Shkita. And the Ravid says the Pasuk's first away, because they said, Anachnu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam. It was after Tefillah V'Azor, they're no longer Tamei. It's just Harib Shemesh. See, the Malbim is Marich about it, on the Sifri, in Baleska there. He explains that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that they did the Shkita and the Zrika before the Hazan and Tefillah, so he says, you're not Yetzah. Now, there was enough time to do the Azor and the Tefillah, but there was not enough time to do another Shkita and Zrika. If there wasn't enough time to do Azor and Tefillah, so of course they're not Yetzah. The only Yetzah they do the Azor and the Tefillah. But the Pshat was that there wasn't enough time for the Azor and Tefillah. So, Mel, the question was, we were Tamei, B'Sha'as Azor and the Tefillah, could we be Yetzah, the Karban Pesach, at that time? And the answer was, you're not Yetzah. You're going to have to make a Karban Pesach Sheni. That's the chayr what the Dvar means here. The chayr, that's the Dvar doesn't say all the pieces, but that's what the Dvar means here. That since there was Seimach on that time, you could shecht, so they didn't come and ask the Shaila till after the Seif's Man Shkita, meaning, and they did a Shkita. They did a Shkita without the Tefillah V'Azor. But they were so confident about it, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu the Shaila afterwards, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them, sorry, you're not Yetzer. And they said, Bava Nigara, we'll do the Tefillah V'Azor now. And then Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Shaila, and the answer was no. Since at that time they were Tamil and Nefesh, they can't be Yetzer of the Karban Pesach Rishon, but they'll have to do a Karban Pesach Sheni. So that both Pshatim are a bit shver, can move on. Taisa's Pshat was that they asked the Shaila, and the answer was they can't bring it now, but you could do Tefillah and Azor and bring it. But the Pasuk is mashma a little bit, that since they have a tamil and nefesh, they should bring a pesach sheni. Taisa says, no, they didn't bring a pesach sheni. It means someone who didn't do tefillah v'azah should bring a pesach sheni. And the Ritva says, no, they did tefillah v'azah. They didn't do tefillah v'azah, I mean, but they did the shkita before the tefillah v'azah. By the time they got around to asking, it was already too late to do another shkita. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, since you did the shkita before the tefillah v'azah, even if you do the tefillah v'azah now, you won't be yetzer the current pesach. The Rambam holds that, forget it, that even after the tefillah v'azah, by a tamei mace is a din, a tamei mace, as opposed to a tamei sheretz, even after the tefillah v'azah, all he needs is hair of shemesh, he's not yetzer. And they don't fit him beautifully to psukim. And they decided they'll do the tefillah v'azah, and they'll bring the karm pesach, and Moshe Rabbeinu said they can't. That was the shaila, that was a maritika shaila. It's even more than just a tamei mace, even a tefillah yayim, by tefillah yayim of a tamei mace. And in that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't, and you have to bring a karm pesach sheni. But getting back to our sugya, the Ritva Sakasha Sa'ibazai, if that was the cheshbin, in fact, the Ritva, and they thought that they could be yetzer the mitzvah karm pesach, because they could eat it that night, and they didn't know this din, that ain't sheikh the mezarkin al tamei sheret, on the tamei, even though, al tamei sheret, even though you could eat at night. So, Ibazai, where do you see from there that Isaac commits a patim in a mitzvah? At the time they were mitam themselves, they were confident that they could bring a karm pesach, even though the tamei, because it's shvi shlem, and they'll do that zah and the tvila on the shvi, and they'll be able to bring the karm pesach. So he brings Taisus teretz to this kasha, that we're not learning from their taina, we're learning from Moshe's answer. Moshe says, ish ki atame la nefesh. What do you mean ki atame la nefesh? How did you become tamei? You know, how did you become tamei? You have a karm pesach to bring. Elamai, yes. If you have a mitzvah to become tamei, you should become tamei, even though you're going to be tamei on Yom Yedalin, and you'll miss the Pesach, even if it's not going to be Shvi Shalem, there Pesach. So you're not learning from these anoshim. You're learning because Moshe's answer was, a tamei nefesh misses Karim Pesach. What do you mean a tamei nefesh? It's a little bit shver. Maybe a tamei nefesh means he became a tamei nefesh b'aynis. Or behelim yidia. But I'll confront him, that's what Taisa says. No, Moshe said tamei nefesh, Moshe says you're allowed to become a tamei nefesh, even if you're going to miss the Karim Pesach. But the Ritva says, not what the Gemara says. It's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk of Ishish ki atamil nefesh. The Gemara brings the story of the Anashim. Right? He says, we're learning from these Anashim. So what's right from these Anashim? So he says a very interesting teretz. He says, because since, like we're explaining, the Anashim were only bothered, the whole Amenigar of these Anashim was because we could eat it tonight. What if they can't eat it tonight? They wouldn't have came. Why? Why would it bother them that they can't do the carbon pesach? Vayistayis, because Isaac mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, and there's no problem they can't do a carbon pesach. They're Isaac mitzvah. But here they thought, good, so we're Isaac mitzvah, but we should also be able to bring the carbon pesach because we can eat it tonight. But Vayistayis, if not for that, they wouldn't have bothered Bechlal, they wouldn't have any complaints, because they knew that Isaac mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. So this is shver. Maybe if it wasn't Chal Shvi Yishlem, the carbon for a pesach, they wouldn't have become tamei altogether. I don't understand the tainus of it. That's what the Ritva says. But Kamuvan, according to the Rambam, this will be Yoshev also. Because according to the Rambam, there is no way that they could be yetzer the Karim Pesach. Because even if they do tefillah v'azah, they can't be yetzer the Karim Pesach. So merely you see from there that Yisrael commits a part of the mitzvah. And now let's go right to the Gemara says that Avol Schayim Mechol Mitzvah Smooth Ter, except for Tefillin Shneim Ben Per. We spoke in the previous Shem at the din of Per. And then the Gemara says Avol Schayim Besukkah. Avol Schayim in Sukkah. So the Gemara Pshita, of course, Avol Schayim in Sukkah. Why? It's Schayim Bechol Mitzvah. Of course, he's Schayim in Sukkah. So the Gemara says, "Mao the Tema Hail of Amar Rav Mitzdar Patim in Sukkah." Since Rav says a Mitzdar is Patim in Sukkah, Hai Nami Mitzdaru. Since Rav says a Mitzdar is Patim from Sukkah, so he's also Mitzdar. Kamash Malan. That's only a Tzara de Memela. A Tzara that comes Memela, meaning from an outside source. Rashi says Shasukkah Mitzrasik and Chama Itzina Isircha. The Dvarim Shasikah Mem. It's coming from the Sukkah. Over here, it's Avol Hacha Yuka Mitzdar Nafshi. It's coming from inside. It's an internal tzar. When Baalus Yuli Daita, he has to calm himself down. Rashi says Chayva Liyashav Daita LeMitzvah. It's a Chiyuv to calm himself down and be able to do the mitzvah. Now, Chayit Shver. What's the Havimani should become Pater? By Mitzdar, we have a klal. It's in the Mardchai B'Shem Dereim. It's brought in the Ramah. And Simon Taf Reish Mem Siv Dalid, the Mitzdar is only Pater if the Tzar is Miyuchat to the Sukkah, and the house you don't have that Tzar. And there's a Tzar which you'll have equally in the Sukkah and the house, even though you're Mitzdar, you're not Pater in the Sukkah, because what are you going to gain by going to the house? The house you'll have the same Tzar. As I zak the Maruchai b'shem the Re'im, and the Ramah brings it in Siman Tafresh Mem Sif Dalet. So the Shaila is an Avil is very mitzar. He's heartbroken. He's very, very mitzar that his relative died. But what's it going to help if he leaves the sukkah? He's going to have the same tzar in the house. So the Emes is the Marik Asis Kashi in Siman Kufay Ches. The Ayil is Shabbos in Siman Tafresh Mem Asis Kashi brings from the Marik. And they cleared to say no in the Gemara state, not like the Ramah, not like the Maruchai b'shem the Re'im. Stam, a mitzvah is potter, but only if he's mitzvah from things that are outside, an external tzar, it's called tzar de memela, and the tzar is in his mind, he becomes a tzar nafshei, and memela he has to remove the tzar from his mind. But good, but the Ramah paskens away, so Maruchai b'shem the Re'im, how do you learn? So the Rosh really, Lachar is asking this kasha. The Rosh says, the Gemara, on the Gemara that says, Hanami mitztari, Ayavam Rav mitztari, Pat Mitzvah, Nam mitztari, Rashi said, the Rosh says, Ha mitztari be Shiva Sukkah Yesim Yeshiva Sabais. He's mitztari in the Shiva Sukkah more than Shiva Sabais. Why? The Avil Chavetzuli is misbaited Vyeshiv Amakim Tsar Vafelik Deli is Torah Bitzari. Avil wants, his desire is to be in a quiet, lonely place, and the reason is because he wants to concentrate on his tzar. That's the teva. A person has a tzar, he doesn't want to distract himself. He wants to be fully concentrated on the tzar. He wants to be able to give expression to his grief. If he's going to be in the sukkah, he's not going to be able to properly experience the tzar. And what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is, Irukam Atzar and Afshim Yubayil Yisru V'dayte. So Edva says an interesting Lashon, I think he's also learning like the Rosh. Edva says a Lashon, Pirish Mayrinu, the Ra'ah, Shekein Roy Shaloy Levayt Yumin Asuka, Kadeshi Yisnachem, Umiyasiv Dayte Lei, Vashen Kei Matzar Da'amad Loi Miyasiv V'dayte. He's saying, what do you mean? He wants to be in, of course, his Yitzar is telling him, be in the house, be alone, and luxuriate in Yitzar. But that's not the right thing. Adarabba, go to the sukkah and forget about Yitzhar. That's much better. That's what the Gemara means, it's not a valid want. He has his desire. It's not a valid desire. If the pshat is, he's uncomfortable in the sukkah for whatever reason, and in the house he's comfortable, so comfort's an important thing. But here, what does he want the house for? Because he wants to be able to focus on his tzar. Don't focus on Yitzhar. Calm down from Yitzhar. Remove Yitzhar. You sit in the sukkah so you won't be mitzhar. But the Taz is very interesting. The Taz in Siman Tafresh Mem Sifkan Zayin says, I don't understand the Rosh. It's a Shvachas Svara. What, does a Havimina, that's a good thing for Avol to be lonely and Betzair and all depressed? I mean, why do we do Nicham Avelim, he says, you know? When Avol is sitting Shiva, so everybody comes and speaks to him, he should be with people. Adrabba, that's the worst thing for him. Let him be all alone in the room. Let him be Mitzair. Vice is no such Havimina. The Taz is Mayrich a bit. And he says like this, he says, no, in Avol really, there's no mile of him in the house. The reason why there's a Havan to be Potter is because Mitztar Potter in a Sukkah, and what's the reason, Taka? What should be the reason? I mean, the Maruchai B'Shein, the Re'im is saying a good Tzvara. Why is Mitztar Potter in a Sukkah? Because Teshuva came to Duru. That's not the way you Dar, but Makam Tzvara. If there's no difference between the Sukkah and the house, so it's not a Chsarin and the Dira. So he says, no, there's a different reason why Mitztar is Potter. The reason why Mitztar is Potter is, because sukkah needs concentration. When you're sitting in a sukkah, you got to be sitting in a sukkah with the full knack, with the understanding that the Eivishta B'sukkah Seshavdis Bnei Yisrael, if a person's B'tzar, there's no way he could really properly be Mekai in the midst of sukkah with the Kavana. And he says, that's taka why a chayil is patur. You know why a chayil is patur in a sukkah like the Mishnah says? Not because he's more comfortable in the house, even if he's just as comfortable, but since he's sick and he can't concentrate, so that's not a yeshiva sukkah b'chol. So how come the Mordechai says, B'shem the Re'im, that's only if you're more comfortable in the house? Maybe when you're uncomfortable in the sukkah, so you can't be mechav. And the Teretz is, faket. When you're mitzdar because of the sukkah, that gives you more focus on the sukkah. Because when you're sitting in the sukkah, and it's cold, or whatever the tzar of the sukkah is, which is the same tzar of the house. If it's not the same tzar of the house, so the pshat is, that's not going to take away concentration from the sukkah, because faket. I'm sitting in the sukkah, it's raining. I'm sitting in the sukkah, it's cold. That makes me think more, but why am I in the sukkah? Obviously, l'shem mitzvah. That gives me more of a focus on the mitzvah. That's why you need the time that in the house you'll be more comfortable and you don't have teshuva came to do. So that's what the Gemara says, that when you have a tzar d'memel like a chayli, so then you can't concentrate. But when you have a tzar that he's mitzayin nafsh like an avil's able to distract himself. It's a mitzvah. Okay, you'll think about the tzar later. Right now, don't be focused on the tzar. Just be focused on the mitzvah. Very mechudish diketaz. L'chaya, besides for explaining the havamina, right, and besides l'chaya, the taz is saying a chiddush that a chayla is part to, even if there's no male in the house. But l'chaya be nafkemina la'alacha by a avil. The Magen Avraham brings an interesting thing from the Sefer HaTanya. He says if the mace was so beloved to the avil that imamish b'shum eifin can't stop being mitzdar, Hitaka doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. Kaldig a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says he's not sure if he could say mechan the chiddush. Magen Avraham brings it from reason to say for Atanya. But he says Yeshua's Yankov says not that way. He argues on the Magen Avraham la'aloch. He's not sure if he could be say mechan. But this is what the Magen Avraham says. So the Magen Avraham quotes Atanya and then he writes and kamuvan that means it's because he wants to be all alone with his tsar. He doesn't feel he could go in the company of people. And the male, he has to be tarred b'tzai. But Bavushi Shurat says, according to Taz, if you're going to hold like the Sefer HaTanya, even without that, you're butter. Even if he doesn't mind, he can have company of people. But the pshat is, he's very, very b'tzai, can't be mechamim to the sukkah. So we'll come out, if you hold in this Tanya, that somebody who's so beloved that you can't forget the tzai, you can't calm yourself down. You're butter, what does it mean you're butter? According to Magen Avraham, right? Normal, it's only in a half a minute. But according to this Magen Avraham, Hashem Sefer HaTanya, it's even in the maskana. That according to Magen Avraham, which is the Pash, the Rush, according to the Rush, I'm saying the Dvar also holds this way, even if you'll say such a svar, it's dafka when he really needs his privacy, he really needs his space, by him to come into the sukkah is just a major, major ordeal for him, and you're telling him to calm down. He can't, it's too chaviv. But according to the Taz, even without that, stop, if he's so chaviv that he's not going to be able to concentrate on the mitzvah sukkah, that alone will be a ptur. And one more inyan now in the Gemara, that the Gemara discusses the chassan being pater from a sukkah. So in the discussion of the mitzvah, the chassan and eisuk mitzvah pater min a mitzvah, but the Gemara says like this, why is the chassan pater from a sukkah? Because he has to celebrate. Boi lemechdei. So why can't he celebrate in the sukkah? Because you need a chuppah to celebrate. So why can't he eat in the sukkah and celebrate in the chuppah? Because you need food to celebrate. So since you need a chuppah to celebrate, and you need food to celebrate, so that's why he can't be in the sukkah. Why can't you make the chuppah in the sukkah? So, the Shaila was, Abayi says, Mishimichud Ravasim Shem Sarah Chasin. That's the sugya. So, Taisa says like this, Mashimikan, Nim Chasin Yetzim Michipasiv. Chasin leaves the Chuppah, Afilu Kalasi Imay, Valachal Achal Abayi, Sarah, the aim of Archim Shesimcha Vamayne. You don't make a Bracha Simcha Vamayne with benching, Veloy Berchusanim. You also don't make the Berchusanim, because ain't Simcha Alab Chuppah. So, it's not a Simcha, so merely you can't make the Sheva Brachas. So, that's St. Lenin's Gemara. Since that you can't eat in the sukkah because ain't simcha la b'chuppah, so the shev brach is only the chuppah. So he says, v'tzarech l'dachtik mayin chuppah. What exactly is chuppah? Chuppah is the place where they get married. They can get married in the street. So Taisa says, z'makam iki yeshivas chasim v'kala karele chuppah. The place where the chasim and kala are staying, the iki yeshiva, the place where they're living, where they're spending the shev brach, that's called the chuppah. V'lei makam asu l'akroi ba'alma. Otherwise, the sukkah also could be that. The Shama Varchim Bechsasanim Kol Sheva. So there's an Ikum Makim Meshivas Kasim Vakala, and that's the place. That's called Chuppah, and then you make Bechsasanim. So it sounds like from Tesis that the Chasin and Kala have a place, that's the Ikum Yeshiva Sam, and that's the only place you can make the Sheva Brachas. The Marichai also brings the same thing. He brings it from the Arzeruah, and he brings there, Ukvari Yemaisa Shiyatsa Vesad Chasin Vesheshvina Mechabrasa Shalai B'makim Chupasai. There was a meisah where the chasin and sheshvinim and the chabura went to eat not b'makam l'chuppah. Ploinichar mibitzik bar Avram levorech shesimcha v'mayne v'ashebara. And the Rebbe bar Avram did not allow them to make the sheva brachas or simcha v'mayne. It's not called the chuppah. Now the Rush is make a little bit more. The Rush brings the whole teishes and he's like this. He says v'noyigam ashkenaz sheisin apirin l'meish l'chasin v'kal v'unikur chuppah. He says, in Ashkenaz, they make an apirion, they make a building, that's the place of the chas of the kal, that's called the chuppah. V'nir mehach du melcha in raya, she'em levarach v'san amok shosim kal hochel nechel v'bayi sacher. Here, it's not a raya that you don't make birks of sign when the chas and the kal go to eat somewhere else. Because when it says, in some kal of a chuppah means, since he only is leaving the chuppah in order to eat in the sukkah, and then he's going to go back to the chuppah, so that's why it's not enough to make birks of sign. But if he goes completely to another house, so that's also called a chuppah, and he can make also there the birskasanim. And it means the Maase himself, that someone went with his kala to another city, and they told him that he has to make a Birkas Hatzlachah there also. But the Mashmais of the Rosh is, because now you're making a new Ikka Yeshiva. It's not the Pshat, there's only one Ikka Yeshiva you have to be for 7 days. You could change the Ikka Yeshiva. You could go from the Ikka Yeshiva in one place, and go to another place. But let's say you're not making an Ikka Yeshiva. You're going to a place just for the Suda. So then the Rosh is also masking, you don't make a Sheva Brachas. Now the Ran brings Tesis. Now he argues on Tesis. Tesis is you don't make a Simcha Maina. The Ran says no. Simcha Maina you can make even without a Chuppah. Sheva Brachas in the Chuppah. Simcha Maina you make it without a Chuppah. That's one Ari has. But the second one is he says, he doesn't see the Raya from the Gemara. The Gemara just says that you're not Mechayiv, the Chosin, to eat in the Sukkah. Because he has to be Mesamech, and then Simcha Ela B'chuppah. So maybe all this is a Ptur Sukkah, because it's not the real Simcha. But let's say he happens to eat somewhere else, he happens to eat in the Sukkah. So maybe he's still making Birkas Chasanim. And he says, interesting, Shekein Neigim Ayoyim Levarach Birkas Chasanim Mechal Achas Vibad Deachas Lekol Jeman Shechasan Eikal Eim Shah. He says, that's what we're Neig today, to make Birkas Chasanim, in all the Bad Deachasna, as long as the Chasan Eikal are there. But he says, he also holds, so even though the Ran has a story to say Nalik Taisis, he has a story to say that good ain't Simcha L'B'chuppah. But who says the Sheva Brachas is totally on that? But he says, Yesh Lachash Divra Sein Sifat the Malik Taisis, Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra Simon Samak Beis Sifay, Paschals like the Rosh. That you can only make in the Makam Ikki Yeshiva Schasim Vakala. If they move, then you can make it in the new Ikki Yeshiva Schasim Vakala. So what's the Pshat in our Minig? We all know that we constantly go to a place just to have a festive meal, just to have a Sheva Brachas, and we make Birkas Chasanim. It's not the Makam Ikki Yeshiva Schasim Vakala. Now, it sounds that there was such a minig in the times of the Ran. And it sounds, and the Ran defends the minig by saying that even though Agamari says, Ein Simcha L'B'chuppah, doesn't mean Ein Sheva Brachas L'B'chuppah. But the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Mordechai, and the Taisus, and the Rosh, and the Mordechai brings it for those Zeruah, and the Riva, and the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, they all paskin. They don't make a Sheva Brachas, except in Mark and Nikki Yeshiva's Kasim Akala. So what's the Pshat in our minig? So the Taz over there, ready in Sifkat and Zion, he says, and I think he's learning Shulchan Aruch this way also, he says, the Pshat in the Rosh is not that you need Mark and Nikki Yeshiva's Kasim Akala. Because he's medayin from the beginning of the Rosh. The beginning of the Rosh says, V'nirid the Ein Raya, V'nirid the Mihocha Ein Rayish, Ein Levarach, B'Shastan, and Mark and Shulchan Aruch, Holchan Lechel, Levayas Acher. He says, I have no raya that you can't make a Birkas Hatzlachah in a place where the Chasan Kala go to eat in a Bayis Acher. He doesn't say when they go and make another Yeshivas, Ikki Yeshivas Chasan Kala in a Bayis Acher. He says they went to eat in a Bayis Acher. And then he says, the Haki Purusha, Ein Simcha al-Bechuppah, Kevinch Ein Daita al-Niyah Chub el-Kadei Lechol Besukkah, the Achaka Chayza l'Chupasai. He says, you're only leaving it to eat in the Sukkah and then you're coming back to the Chub. He says, you know what he means? He means that that's not really a simcha, because this is not the place for the festivities. The sukkah is not a place where the chasen and kala could really have a simcha. It's not a celebration. It's not, if it's, the way they had the chasen and kala celebrations in those days, a sukkah just wasn't it. Ein simcha l'v'chuppah. And why would they go to the sukkah? To eat. They're hungry. To eat lunch. So that's not a simcha. So you can't make shavu brachas. Mashenkin, if the purpose why they're going to the other house is because that's daika for them, the place where they want to be mesameach, then the Rosh would also be masking and make Sheva Brachas. So the end of the Rosh is not so mash in a way, because he says, Ha'elach l'garmi l'bayis achar hu v'chaveriv, v'ayis and ayis l'bayis ikar. So he's learning, ayis l'ayis l'bayis ikar means even for now. Even if they're going to go back to their kviyas, but this is the kviyas for now. So Mel, that's what the Taz says. Mamish, he talks about our discussion. He says, if you have the chasen and kal, they have that place, but somebody want to be mechabit somebody, and they want to make the Sheva Brachas, they want to make a suda in somebody's house, and they're coming together with the wedding party, with the shishvinim and everything, and they're going to make the simcha there. That is the makam simcha, that is the makam chuppah. And that's in the tshuva he's maitik there, in Sim and Samach Beis, Sifchat and Zayin. After he finishes the tshuva, he writes, Shuv Matzasi, that the Maral Mipragim Ksuvis, he says, he has a kisviyat of his pshat, he says, V'anu mevarchem afa makam shleis Hashem chuppah, afa gav der minim besukah, v'lechli besukah, v'yesu besukah, it says, ain't simcha l'chuppah, he brings that gemar, shani hasam dohayachal ismayach kiroi, they couldn't celebrate properly in the sukkah, av linyin homos to ikasimcha mevarchem sham. So he says, it's mamish what he's saying. He's learning the Maral Prague exactly like he's learning. That's because the sukkah was a place which was missing celebration. But if we have dafka, a celebration, in a different house, that's considered to be the makam chuppah, and you could make a bracha. And the Beis Shmuel also brings the taz in the Maral Prague. So that's the gdele of Paiski. Meaning the Archa Shulchan says that even though the Shulchan Aruch is not so mashmah that way, Shulchan Aruch is mashmah, like we said off in the rush, that you need to move to a new place with the Ikki Yeshiva Schasa Mekala. But he says a different svar. He says, when there is an Ikki Yeshiva Schasa Mekala, and you leave that, and you eat somewhere else, then you can't have a simcha. But our minig is b'chol not to even have an Ikki Yeshiva Schasa Mekala. Since we don't have an Ikki Yeshiva Schasa Mekala, then that's what they did. They had a place where the chassan and kala were hanging out. That was their place. That was their chuppah. And for 7 days, there was a mishnah there. They're going to move. They're going to leave somewhere else and eat. That's not the chuppah. But here, we don't have a quote-unquote chuppah. This type of chuppah doesn't exist by us. Sagrada, I thought maybe you could say a svara. That male is the male. We don't say shavuot brachos altogether. Places for kent. If you have such a place, and then you're not in that place, so you're not in the correct simcha. But if you don't have such a place, so vice is any place you go is the chuppah. There's no adif is one place over the other. That means all the places are good, and that's what he says. And that's about the halacha lemaisa. That's the minhag kavua, like everybody knows. I just have one hara that amol the chassan and kala happen to be in a place where there's a minyan and panim chadashis, but the place is not meant for the simcha for them. L'mashal, sometimes a sibling of the chassan or kala make a bris during the shavuot brachos. Happens sometimes. And the chassan and kala attend. And usually they say the shavuot brachos. I think that's what like you did. Because had that become the chuppah? The Rishonim are saying a big vart, you need chuppah. You need a place for the chassan and kala. Good. So the Taz, and the Maral Prague, and the Beis Shmuel, and the Archa Shulchan, and his Nusach is saying that when we make a place kavua for the simchas chassan and kala, and it's a place that's royal lekach, that becomes the chuppah. But this wasn't for the simchas chassan and kala. This was for the bris. Just because there's a chas and a kal and a minyan panu chadashis, it's mechal not a chuppah. I would think you should not make shavuot brachos. Azay menech, ledin et sarachin, but that's what I would think.